Last week, we got an email from a loyal listener, a guy by the name of Wayne Davies. And Wayne sent us a note about his wife, longtime friend, it says here, and listener to Mix 97. See how he's greasing the wheel there, Miriam, right?
Hoping that... trying to butter us up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, his wife, Christina Davies, is a loyal listener to Mix 97, and she's in Studio 97 this morning. Good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Miriam.
Hello.
Good to see you.
You are involved with this big competition in North America, and you hope to raise money for the fight against childhood cancer.
Yes.
With your baking.
With my baking, yes.
How's it work?
Well, I saw a Facebook post, and it was Buddy Velastro was on the cover and or on the post, and it was for childhood cancer. And there was a competition for, you know, I mean, the perk is $20,000, but, you know, you're raising awareness for childhood cancer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was a competition for the greatest baker. And you get to meet Buddy potentially and be on a cover of a baking magazine. So on a whim, I entered.
Good for you. And right now, as we speak, you are in?
I'm in fifth place.
Wow, that is really good. So how did you get into fifth place? I mean, because I guess people don't have the chance to really try your goods, right? Your cookies and everything yummy that you bake.
Well, locally... Locally, I'm kind of, you know, I baked for Gilmer's and Ross Moore a couple of years ago for a couple of years. And of course, my kids and my friends. But word of mouth, or they saw the pictures that I posted on the competition page. And I got to fifth.
Well, Foundation for Childhood Cancer Research, which allows one vote for every dollar donated, right?
Right.
It's called The Greatest Baker. You're in the challenge in North America. Christina brought in a box of cookies. Are these for me or for the team?
I know. It depends on your appetite.
I'll leave that to your discretion.
There's two kinds.
So there's ginger, and then there is cranberry orange shortbread.
Which
then
one?
Then I have fudge.
I don't see fudge. Oh, there's the fudge.
Oh, you got little cute little baskets over there. Well, I think, Sean, you should take the one that has less sugar. I'll take the
that
sugar
one.
Just grab one. Grab the box.
Well, I was going to help you out.
Okay, which one is... I have the ginger, right?
Yes.
All right, which one's this then?
That's the cranberry orange shortbread.
Let me try it here now. Go ahead.
So no, you go ahead, Sean.
You're a winner.
They're a good Christmas cookie.
Lots of sugar in this one?
I'll never tell.
Okay, don't ask, don't tell, right? All
right,
I'm going to try the cranberry and shortbread.
Not a lot of sugar.
Okay, see, I chose the right option. It just kind of melts in your mouth.
Thank you,
Christina.
This
is really good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's delicious.
Where's the fudge? You're not done yet. Where's the fudge?
For nut or mint?
Which one is that? I just want to look at it.
Cranberry and pecan and mint.
Very like festive flavors.
Yes.
Wow.
This is usually only what I make at Christmas time.
Well, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
Very kind. Give
thank
the details
for
again for Mix Nation for them to check you out and vote.
All right. So I believe the contest page is posted on Mix 97. And you have until Thursday at 10 p.m. to throw a vote or donate and increase the votes until Thursday.
Yeah, and the website is greatestbaker.com. And if you don't know, so Buddy Velastro, I looked him up, and he is the guy from Cake Boss. He's the one with a really cool show on TV.
Yeah. Your cookies are delicious.
You are very talented, Christina.
I know the staff will love them here today at Quinny Broadcasting. Well done, Christina Davies. And I know that I can remember when your kids were extremely young.
Yes.
Coming to promotional events. You had three girls.
Mm-hmm.
How are the girls doing?
Oh, they're amazing.
Let's start with which one
Haley.
Is teaching?
Haley.
Haley's teaching where?
Yeah. So she's teaching at Centennial and Eastside this year, and then she'll go to Bayside hopefully next year.
And then you had...
Larissa.
Larissa, and how old is Larissa?
So she will be 22 in 18 days.
Where is she studying?
So she's at Carleton taking the Bachelor of Psychology Honors Program.
Wow.
Yes, and then she'll do her master's and then her PhD.
Good for her. And there's one more.
Yeah. And then Autumn is actually she's my budding pastry chef. So she'll complete 2 years of the pastry program at Algonquin.
Wow. All three girls doing well. How's Dad?
Good. Yep.
And you're
retired.
Keeping well?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You do anything special now at Christmas other than all your baking? And?
No, I think just I'm all done my shopping and it's all wrapped under the tree. So I think I'm just going to just lay low.
Wow, you're so prepared. I didn't even put up the Christmas tree yet. I haven't gone shopping.
Yeah, mine's been up since the 12th.
Wow. So.
Of November?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We have a gift card for a family therapist, Dr. Julie Galfo.
I might need one.
Thanks. Good luck. The website again.
TheGreatestBaker.com.
Christina Davies, thank you for coming in. Cookies are great as well.
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me.